Every couple of years, Research Company and Glacier Media review the opinions of Canadians on the state of social media. A lot has changed in these platforms since our last check-in back in 2021, including names, ownership, and the amount of available Canadian news content. In our latest survey, Canadian social media users are particularly critical of two platforms. Almost 1 in 4 Facebook users, 23%, say their overall experience has worsened over the past year, while only 12% think it has become better. X, formerly known as Twitter, yields more negative numbers. 14% of its users say it is better than a year ago, but 3 in 10, 30%, believe it is worse. Reviews are more nuanced for three other platforms: Snapchat, 19%, worse, 17%, better; Instagram, 15%, worse, 19%, better; and TikTok, 18%, worse, 24%, better. When asked why their experience on social media has declined, Canadians offered lengthy responses in an open-ended question. Four themes reached double digits. Extremism, 14%, fake news, also 14%, toxicity, 12%, and advertising, also 12%. Other factors blamed are racism, 6%, bad updates, 5%, Elon Musk, also 5%, news from Canada becoming inaccessible, also 5%, algorithms, 4%, and scams, also 4%. More than a third of Canadian social media users, 37%, down 2 points since 2021, found links to stories on current affairs that were obviously false. Those aged 55 and over continue to have a harder time discerning fake news from suitable content, 29%, down 5 points, than their counterparts aged 35 to 54, 37%, up 3 points, and aged 18 to 34, 45%, also up 3 points. Offensive posts continue to be out there, regardless of how careful users try to be. Over the past year, 27% of Canadian social media users found racist content or comments on their social media feed, unchanged, while slightly fewer encountered material that was homophobic, 22%, up 3 points, or offensive to people with disabilities, 19%, down 1 point. In spite of the continued presence of offensive content or comments, only 23% of Canadian social media users, unchanged, reported a user in the past year, a proportion that rises to 32% among those aged 18 to 34. About a third of Canadian social media users, 32%, up 5 points, posted something that they deleted after thinking it over twice. For 70% of Canadian social media users, it is difficult to discern which social media accounts are real and which ones are fake. On X, the disappearance of the genuine verification badges in favor of a subscription system has led to the creation of cloned profiles that end up confusing users. The previous method allowed users to identify notable people who shared similar names with other users. This is no longer the case. Of course, this is not the only problem with X. The introduction of the so-called notes to deal with fake news has reverted us to the early stages of Wikipedia. The tool has led to endless correction wars, waged over evidently comedic content. Other stumbling blocks are still with us. Just under two-thirds of Canadian social media users, 65%, down 4 points, would ban anonymous social media accounts and compel people to only comment and post if they use their real name and likeness. A similar proportion, 62%, down 3 points, would crack down on creeping and want social media platforms to always allow users to see who has viewed their profiles, photos, and posts. We see no change on the delicate issue of the social media presence of public servants. 3 in 5 Canadian social media users, 60%, believe politicians who have a social media account should not be able to block users from engaging with them. Public figures are not immune to inconsiderate replies, but most users perceive a block to be a drastic outcome. The survey shows that some Canadians are getting tired of what they see on social media, especially now that proper news links are not as ubiquitous as they used to be. Extremism and toxicity are some of the main reasons cited by users for their dismay at the current state of affairs. Still, not everyone is eager to disconnect. We may not be completely satisfied with what we have, on issues such as algorithms and updates, but no discernible alternative to the platforms we use today has been successfully manufactured. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online survey conducted from December 26 to December 28, 2023. Among 838 adults in Canada who are users of social media platforms, such as Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram and Snapchat and TikTok. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.4 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.